Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To get to more of your calls, we're also going to be joined by John Murphy on our West Her Hotline. And his segment was brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Thanks for hanging out with us on Bills Football Monday. So, John, your assessment, I think we were expecting more from the Bills' offense, right? You knew you had to probably get over 30 to try and beat Kansas City, and it just wasn't good enough last night.
Yeah, more from the offense and the defense, to be fair. And you know, I'm not quite sure what happened to the offense. It's one way to look at it is the entire playoff run, the three playoff games, because they exploded in the season finale, 56 points against Miami. And then just things weren't the same, you know, and especially, you know, just one touchdown scored offensively against Baltimore and the struggles last night. I'm not sure what it was. I feel like it, not to put everything on the quarterback's shoulders, but he just didn't play well through the whole playoff run, I don't think. I don't think Josh Allen was the same Josh Allen he was during the most of the regular season, especially the last six games of the regular season, and that was an obstacle to overcome, and they just couldn't do it. I mean, they had some rushing yards yesterday, but nothing that really made much of a difference. In fact, they outrushed the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, I believe. But it was mostly a quarterback coming up short, I think. And that's got to be fixed. And it will be fixed. I think he'll get better.
It was, it just didn't seem like they came up with the big pass plays. And whether it's a bomb, successful bomb, or, you know, maybe a shorter pass and some big yards after catch, they just didn't come up with any of those plays. Certainly not while the game was in doubt.
Right, and I haven't looked at the video yet because the game was so late, but I recall what Tasker was saying last night. He said the Chiefs did a great job of blanketing the Bills receivers. There was nobody open deep, nowhere for Josh to go. And then I also think that he didn't take advantage of some of the options he had with the short pass underneath. And he just wasn't making – I felt like he wasn't seeing the field well like he had been for, as I said, most of the regular season, and he wasn't making the quick decisions he did for most of the regular season, last night anyway, and it cost him.
Well, as you and Steve were watching the game, conversely, let's talk a little bit about Mahomes and his big game, because the Bills, after that first drive, John, they couldn't get a stop, and they had, I'm not sure who has an answer for Kelce and Hill, but they couldn't stop either guy last night, and that was distressing as well.
It really was. I mean, there's such great speed on that roster, and it's more than speed, but my goodness, when Tyreek Hill gets going, and he can do it. I've seen him do it, but he didn't do it yesterday. Go deep and beat him deep with his feet. He was beating him kind of horizontally with his feet, you know, and it wasn't like he was beating one particular thing the Bills were doing. They tried a variety of different approaches, a zone defense. A couple times they had, I'm thinking of one play in particular that stuck with me when Taron Johnson was trying to stay with a man-to-man, and yeah. Tyreek Hill takes off from the slot and goes over the middle, and just going across the middle like that, he's so quick and so fast, he gets two steps beyond Taron Johnson, and all of a sudden he's open, and then he's got the ball in his hands, and he's running wild through the Buffalo secondary. I mean, I don't know what the answer is there. It's not like you can say, well, you need faster people. Okay, you're not going to find people as fast as Tyreek Hill, I can tell you that. The tight end, Kelce, he was good three or four years ago. He's emerged now as maybe the best in the league, and it's a lot of things. He's got great speed, too. He's got a great awareness, like positionally where he is and where he's got to go. I think he's got a huge body that can, you know, act as a he boxes out people trying to cover him, you know, just gets in front of them and they can't get around him. He's just a great package. And more over everything, and I said this to Tasker last night, they, with all that talent, and that is considerable, they really know what they want to do. And there were times this year when you'd see Kansas City and you'd scratch your head and say, well, that's not too great. That's not real special. Last night was not one of those nights because they had a great plan, and they knew exactly, everybody was tuned in, dialed into what they wanted to do offensively, and they did it. They were a well-oiled machine, both sides of the ball, but especially on offense, I thought, last night.
And for the most part this season, that you just described what the Bills' offense was. And they didn't have that kind of success, at least in the last two playoff games, for sure, in terms of their numbers. How surprising, by the way, that the two field goal attempts on fourth down inside the 10, how surprised were you guys at both of those? Because that's opposite of what the identity of the Bills' offense has been this season.
Yeah, I mean, I know people are focused on that. It doesn't bother me that much. I know, you know, people like to talk about an identity, but in the game, I don't think you're worried about your identity as much as you're worried about what the score is and what the time is and what the situation is. And, you know, they're at the 2-yard line. They struggled, you know, moved it 73 yards to get down to the 2 at the end of the first half. They couldn't, and it was one play, really. They couldn't, they really couldn't. I mean, McDermott said it, we needed points. And he's right. They couldn't really walk off the field at halftime coming up empty after that long drive. They needed some hope. They needed to show that they could compete a little bit. You know, I know people get caught up, well, you did this all season, you didn't do it last night. Well, again, last night was a different situation when they were struggling and they're trailing and they're at the 2, and it was a slog to get down to the 2 and to walk off the field, you know, with an incompletion or a run stuff and not get the touchdown and to come up without any points there, that would have been a real setback. The other one was what, fourth and three from the 8-yard line?
Yeah.
I mean, again, they needed points. You know, they needed to cash in on the limited opportunities they were getting, and I can't really find too much fault with that. It, in retrospect, it's like, oh, you should have gone for a touchdown there. Well, okay, but I you could have, and if they had, I wouldn't really find much fault with that. But I understand why they were doing what they did. They needed points. They needed to demonstrate that they were in this game and they could score points. So with that in mind, I don't have a big problem with it.
Hey, Murph, we're really focusing on the AFC Championship game this morning and saving the offseason stuff for later, but this is our last chance to talk to you this season. So a quick thought or two, what do they need to do to get better in the offseason or to beat Kansas City next year, you know?
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, right, it sets up as, okay, here's your lot. Here's the team you're going to have to get by, just as it was for years with the Bills in New England in the division. Now it's the Bills and apparently Kansas City, two young teams with good coaching and really good quarterbacks, and that's the obstacle now. What they need to get better, it's weird because they had such a good year and 13-win regular season. You'd think, well, we're just about there. But, I mean, if you sit down and think about it hard, you can come up with a long list of things for that they could use. You know, they could use another offensive lineman, I think. They could use another defensive lineman, at least one. They need pass rusher, you know, on the defensive front. I think they have to take a hard look at their running backs and see if they've got what they need there. I'm not sure that they do. I don't know. The list is long, I think, of what they need. You can always benefit from a. I mean, we saw what a good tight end can do for an offense last night. There's just a team that won so much, you'd think they're all set, and the Bills don't. That, again, at least today, they don't feel like they're all set. They feel like they got a big job ahead in order to get past Kansas City.
Well, Murph, been a lot of fun this season. Been quite the ride, quite enjoyable, and take a few months off. We'll get caught up again with you next season. Thanks for all your time throughout the course of the season with us.
Thank you, Howard. It has been fun. It has been a great ride, too, and it's hard to remember that today in the aftermath of last night, but it was a great season and a successful season, and I think there are better times ahead for the team. Thanks very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!